Hardly. From mid-morning until he departs for dinner around 7 p.m., Hawking follows a routine that would tax the most able-bodied, working in his book-lined office amid photographs of his wife Jane and their three children. When he rolled into the department's common room one morning last month, his students were talking shop around low tables. Maneuvering to one of the tables, Hawking clicked his control switch, evoking tiny beeps from his computer and selecting words from lists displayed on his screen. These words, assembled in sequence at the bottom of the screen, finally issued from the voice synthesizer. "Good morning. Can I have coffee?" Then, for the benefit of a visitor, "I am sorry about my American accent." The synthesizer is produced by a California company. When the conversation shifted to creativity and how mathematicians seemed to reach a creative peak in their early 20s, Hawking's computer beeped. "I'm over the hill," he said to a chorus of laughter. Hawking was born on January 8, 1942, 300 years to the day, he often notes, after the death of Galileo. As a small boy, he was slow to learn to read, but liked to take things apart, though he confesses that he was never very good at putting things back together. When he was 12, he recalls humorously, "One of my friends bet another friend a bag of sweets that I would never come to anything. I don't know if this bet was ever settled, and if so, who won?"